You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. It is a free ticket Friday, your chance to win a four-pack of Brewers tickets for Sunday, June 29th against the Colorado Rockies. Here's how you win.
All right, our keyword is park, P-A-R-K, park. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google store, choose WISS or WGBW, and use the text button to send the keyword park to enter into the statewide contest.
Once again, the keyword is park. Text in before 9 o'clock this morning for your chance to win.
That's a four-pack of tickets for this Sunday's game, taking on the Rockies at AmFam Field. Another chance to play later on this morning after 9 o'clock with Matt Nair on air. But play now. The word is park with Mino and the Mayor.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Our special guest right now, Mark Hewson, Amplify by Bellin Health Sports Medicine. How you doing, Mark?
Great. How are you guys?
Good.
We're good. Good.
Happy 2-year anniversary to all you guys.
Thank you. Thanks for being a big part of it.
You know, when I pulled up, I saw these parking stalls. I thought Jim called
right,
the city again.
With the yellow bag shutting down the city?
Where we bagged the meters in celebration. Nobody came.
Well, I thought he was closing down the street. So I was like, you know, I was a little worried. I'm like, I'll you park would, down
that
the street.
Was, in our 2-year span, that was the most accomplishment, the biggest accomplishment that he had. Wouldn't you say, Todd?
I would
you wait,
say.
I'm working on the third. You wait.
We didn't have the ping pong balls. We didn't have the whatever.
It's
but
all
by God,
coming.
Those guys pulled up with sawhorses to shut down the street at 6:30 in the morning.
You wait. So, Mark, Amplify, yep. Which is a great name.
Thank you.
And I think it's catching on, right? I mean, you got it on your...
You guys are doing a very good job at saying it, too. I mean, I think it's new for us.
Right.
28 years I've said Bellin Health Sports Medicine. Now it's a new name for us, so it does take a little bit. But thank you for... There is some meaning to it.
Right. Empathy, right?
Yep.
And it's... larger, you even on your signs. That's become the by Bellin is the by font Bellin, is less smaller.
It's a endorser.
Right. I don't think that will ever go away because you know what? Bellin adds a tremendous bit of professionalism and what you guys have done and credibility and serving the community.
Yeah. 100
you
plus
would
years.
Want to get rid of that.
No, 100 plus years. So that's what it helps, you know. But
yeah.
In today's market, I mean, a lot of people have said, I can't believe we did that. We have had employees say that. I do understand it. It comes down to the market has changed. The market has changed not in Northeast Wisconsin. Right. It's across the country. There are larger entities.
Like unprecedented, right, Mark?
I mean, there are thousands of places just have been bought up by a larger agency. Ours is a merger where it's two healthcare groups that go together. There's probably pros and cons to both, but we do feel like it's the best thing that we could have done for today's world and long-term sustainability.
Yeah. So it's going to take time, but that's UH. You're going to be talking to your grandkids someday, and they're going to say, yeah, where do you get your healthcare? Amplify. And they used to be called Bellin. What? I never heard of that.
Well, there's still a Bellin building right down the block.
Yeah, that is true. That's true. There's some.
Real quick, I think it was yesterday you guys talked about tallest Bellin. You thought it was our hospital.
Yeah.
I did.
You know what I think it is? I think I heard it was Northern Hotel.
Oh.
I know we are 8 floors. I think the confusing thing is it's a matter of, because some people, I heard this before.
Grade.
Scray Hill, I believe, is the tallest
I would bet.
Point
in
Brown County.
Yeah, I would
and
think
that's
so.
What gets confusing.
Well, that,
but I think when I heard buildings, I did hear us. I heard St. Vincent's, and then someone said, no, the hotel is the tallest in Brown County.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I could, like, step out the door and count how many floors each one is.
But Lambeau Field's tall, the stadium, because I repelled off that.
I
will say this. Last
that was like
night,
90. Because
they had
90.
It lit up the other night for summer, and I was in Alloway, right by the prison, okay, to take the thing. And, boy, when that, you talk about something majestic. I mean, here it is, 5 miles away or whatever, but it just stands out in a cool way. It's not like this, whatever. That's pretty cool.
Well, I'll tell you this. I was blessed. I lived just south of the prison for many years. During the fall, when the leaves would fall, I could get on my roof. It was just a basic cot home, but I could get on my roof and I can look down towards Lambeau, and I was in the path of the flyovers.
Oh, that's cool.
So cool. They'd stay on the other side of the river, but I could see it coming.
Yeah.
So,
but that. Yeah. The Bellin building, like I said, you know, remember they did that rappel thing off the top of the building? I did that. That's high. I wonder if that was...
You rappelled off of Bellin?
No.
I thought you did Lambeau.
Lambeau.
Oh, Lambeau.
And
oh,
I think
you're saying
I was just going to say, I think Lambeau might be taller than Bellin. I just know that the trick question in the county is what building has the most floors? That's the Green Bay Sewage District because it goes down nine floors.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's a trick question.
But it's true. I mean, they're underneath. Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to look into that because that's an interesting question.
If somebody here is from Chicago or someplace, like, you're arguing if the 8-story building is the biggest.
John Hancock, Sears.
Right? We got gas stations that are 8-story.
I know.
But yeah, no, thank you for bringing up the name. I mean, it's great. It's great just to remind people. We are still around.
Yeah.
We will still be around, I hope, for another 100 years.
And I just love how you continue to grow. I mean, it was heart, but... This children's, I guess it's adolescent, you know, called the children's hospital.
Adolescent clinic.
Okay.
And this is revolutionary, isn't it?
We need somebody
with two daughters and three granddaughters, this sounds like something I would have taken advantage of.
Yeah.
I think
there's
no more Milwaukee Madison.
Yep.
No, and that's what it is. You know, if you need it, we can get you to those places. But it's one of those things of, again, it's one thing if you live in Green Bay. What happened if you live in the UP? Now, do you want to be going all the way down to Milwaukee?
I know a lot of people that have
twice a week.
So explain the whole thing we're getting ahead of ourselves here a little bit.
Ashland Avenue.
Yeah.
I thought it was open. It doesn't. It's open until August, you said?
August, yeah. Oh. It looks like we're open. it looks like it's pretty much done. They've come a long way. So it's called the Adolescent Clinic. I don't want to do a disservice to Jamie, Mary Lou, a lot of the gals who are part of this whole process.
But, and we'll get them on here.
We'll get them on. But it's we're going to have services there for your younger population and needs where you used to have to go to Madison or Milwaukee to get them because they didn't have the specialty physicians or they didn't have the tools or the machines to do it. I think the big thing is sensory. You know, how do you help out some kids who don't want to go and get a lab or need a little extra time? Maybe they have a special x-ray that needs to be done. I was describing off air of, we used to have to do these x-rays and literally stitch three or four different x-rays together to get a full body, even with these young kids. Now it can all be in one shot. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be big time for the area. Partnership with Children's Wisconsin, ThetaCare, Bellin Health, Amplify by Bellin Health. And it's called Connected for Kids, but it's going to be our clinic. And then services provided in there.
Wow. It's from the year I came to Green Bay in 1984 to now is like the dark ages to the modern age, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, we had like St. Mary's and St. Vincent's and, you know, but it wasn't, it was just one of those things. You go to the doctors. Now this is an industry in this area.
I think just shortening it up and bringing people to the Valley, bringing people to Green Bay, again, when your kid is sick, it's tough enough on a parent that you have to think, oh, man, I got to drive down for all these appointments and rechecks and the surgery, and it can all be done right here.
Yeah.
You know, and some of it's less time off work, less miles you're having to drive. You don't have to
less
take three.
Less stressful miles.
Yeah. You don't have to take three kids.
Is there anything more stressful than you're bringing your kid to a specialist in Madison or Milwaukee?
Think about it. If you got one kid, but now I got two other kids, and we're not going to be back until 7 o'clock. So who's taking care of those kids after school? The stress.
Yeah. Yep.
So we're hoping to provide so many other resources right here in our community.
And the other thing I'm grateful for is, you know, is just the economic impact of being a regional healthcare facility. You know, I mean, you guys make pretty good money and rightfully so. And to have that with Aurora and then to have a couple of you guys being, you know, the helicopters. And I mean, this is regional. You talked about coming down from the UP and, Kewaunee and everywhere else. I mean, this is the place to come. And we're very blessed to have paper, right? And food service and cheese and packaging, right? But boy, to have healthcare is such a draw.
To be a hub.
To be a hub. such a draw for talent, for young talent, and to come in here and the internships, like you, right? Weren't you an intern at one time? And, you know, it just...
Or young local talent that doesn't need to move somewhere else.
We're lucky to have that here. Yeah. And so this is... And we'll take nothing for granted, because some places have lost their health care.
Well, and I'm going to jump...
the western part of the state.
Yeah, it's true. And I want to jump back, like when you guys had Mary Lou in here.
Right.
Was that last week? 2 weeks ago?
Last week.
And it was... I think the big thing with that we're trying to do is also when these young kids come up, keep them here or keep that interest.
That's what I mean. Yeah. So it's like, hey, you can
leave and go to school, but when you want to come back, we have opportunities right here in your hometown. Again, it may also be up north. We have clinics up north. We want some people to live up there and provide that care.
Mm-hmm. Well, another cool thing is like when I was in real estate, and Jim found this too, I remember these people from, I forget, Pennsylvania or someplace. And it was, I think it was an ER doctor, and you had to live a certain... And he could not believe that he could have a place in the country, out in the country, and still be able to be inside of that window. I mean, they bought this beautiful house, but he goes, is this legit?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's a perk for the medical people. That's huge, I think.
Yeah. I think a lot of people just have to get up here and say, man, this is, it's a great community.
And you know, their money goes pretty far here too.
Yeah.
And you guys, like I said, I know a little bit about healthcare because I get the daughter in, and you pay pretty well. So this is a great place. And I think that eventually, but our job, if they grew up here, is a good thing. But if they haven't, we got to expose them to it. And I think that's where the Packers come in and the draft came in. And I think we got to get people to come here and say, wow, hey, this, I might take
but
a
even
look at
basic
this place.
Things like restaurants, you know, what's available downtown and downtown Green Bay.
Yeah.
But it's also in these other outlying communities as well.
Yeah.
There are so many opportunities that it's not like I have to live in this area. There's you have a lot of choices.
Right.
You have a lot of great school districts. You have a lot of great grocery stores. You have events you can go to on the weekends.
And we can't. And look, if it doesn't meet your spouse's standards all the time, I mean, Milwaukee and Chicago is not that far.
Correct.
I mean, if you leave at noon,
right?
You know, you're there by 3:30. So,
but again, then we go back to what Jim started with was. Now, if you have a sick kid and you have to drive to Madison, Milwaukee twice a week, think that's 2 hours down, 2 hours back, waiting for appointments. You got other labs. That's a long day.
Right.
And now you're doing that. And no one wants anyone who's sick. No one wants to be sick.
Like,
but when it's there, we're a local. It's great.
Well, the thing is, too, if somebody does come in, we had the lady on. She was super great to have on. They were going to be renting out their place, their facility on Mason Street, just kind of across from Channel 5. And it's when people come into town for treatments.
Oh, the McDonald house.
The McDonald type house.
Yeah.
You know, they've got those facilities here now, too, that are for people. Because I'll be honest with you, people from the UP, Green Bay is there. If it's anything serious, it's Green Bay.
Yep.
Well,
yep.
Well, that's great. I mean, I'm glad that's going on. I'm sure you're going to hire some people, too, at that new place.
Correct. Oh, yeah. And a lot of them have been hired already.
Okay.
But yeah. I believe it's, man,
would you
don't
think
call
about
me.
Hiring me or no?
I mean, no.
Because they could have a little competition between Michael wants to hire me for. There's things I could do. I could be a greeter.
Yeah, maintenance is taken care of.
On good days.
Play with the kids out in the sensory playground.
All right. Mark Hewson, Amplify by Bell and Health Sports Medicine in the house. Back with more right after this. Hey, we'll talk.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Friday morning on WGBW and WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. Great lineup starting off today in the lead-off spot. Mark Hewson, Amplify by Bell and Health Sports Medicine. We got TJ Bowles and Josie Valentine, HWE Wrestling. They are always fun.
She's here already?
Oh.
Oh.
I think
maybe we could do a little trial action this morning, see, you know, if you guys are really on point.
Physically?
What does that mean?
Well, she's a wrestler, yeah.
Oh, Mark. Man, if I didn't have my good clothes on, and
in fact, that shoulder, did I tell you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be doing that.
No, no. Thanks, John.
Katie Compton.
I've got my camera all set.
Katie Compton, Mulva Center for the Arts, and Daddy D Productions, our live music series, exclusive and Nate. But Mark Houston, you guys have a lot of stuff going on. I mean, here you had the run.
Yeah, Bell and Run.
Bell and Run.
Very successful.
High school sports, football, high school sports coming up, which is huge.
Yeah.
You guys don't have a downtime anymore, do you?
I think my staff is probably, and it's not my staff, it's really our entire team, but it doesn't slow down. High schools are just wrapping up as last week, but now we've got summer practices. This weekend we've got we are helping out Duck Creek Triathlon out in Duck Creek, Village of Howard. YMCA is putting on a large triathlon, 275 triathletes. Wow. So they'll be out in the Duck Creek, then they'll be biking and running.
Were they swimming in the quarry?
They're swimming in the quarry.
Oh, cool. Then they bike.
Was it a full triathlon? Wow.
It's a triathlon. It's not like an Ironman.
Okay, all right.
We got a guy coming on next week. Todd, is it 18 hours his event?
No, I think it's 24
hours. 24 hours in Hawaii, right?
No, on Washington Island.
Oh, Washington Island. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
They would love you. They would love to hear you say Hawaii.
Yeah, instead of Washington Island. I screwed up. Yeah, I knew it was on a...
It's Wisconsin's Hawaii.
It's an island.
It is. That's just like Hawaii, John.
Well, Washington Island, Hawaii?
Yeah, same thing. That's what I said. Yeah. John's
actually,
good. He's
I would
applying
take,
for their marketing department.
I think I would take Washington Island over Hawaii.
Yeah, we were last week. We were up in Door County. We didn't go to the Washington Island. We did a trip up to Gills Rock and had to get some smoked salmon for my wife and... That's the anniversary trip every year, so
nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, no, I mean it's we appreciate the community support and just being out there, but there are so many events that are going on, from baseball games.
How do you guys pick, Mark? How do you choose?
That's a challenge. I think we have. I mean, everyone, we love to provide the care, but unfortunately, it comes down to we have to look of saying, you know, how much staff do we have?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Or when are they around? Like we want to give them a break too. That is one of our challenges. So, I've been looked at a few times, like, why did you just pick that up? So, I have to go back to a calendar. I have a calendar that goes out 2 years.
Oh, yeah, on Friday night, sometimes you'll text me from different places where you are and everything. Yeah.
So with the, and that's so great, how community-minded you are, how is the business? Is there enough business for, because you're all growing. I mean, I see new clinics popping up, expansions with, I guess I'll call them your competitors, but it seems like that industry, is it, y'all making money?
No, I think it's the reimbursement rate's gotten a lot less.
Well,
you make money. I think what it is it's being creative and innovative. And I think that's something that I've been very proud of working with at Bell and Health and now Amplify Health is they allowed us to be creative and innovative.
Good.
Because if you're just going to be stagnant, you're going to do the same product.
Yeah,
it's just going to get old. It's going to be a challenge.
But can I just say one thing that I think is one of the greatest compliments, I guess, you guys could get is the fact that so many young athletes, high school athletes, had to go through you guys because of an injury or something and then thought it was such a fantastic experience, go into that field.
Yeah. We don't want to see injuries, but unfortunately, a lot of people say, hey, I injured my ACL or I tore my shoulder up and I became a physical therapist or I became a nurse or I became an orthopedic surgeon. And we've had the college on. It's the opportunities that we provide just to start. And we have kids starting middle school, freshman year, understanding, hey, what's it like to be a surgical tech? What's it like to be a nurse anesthetist? Giving them the opportunity. We also want them to understand of, hey, you may have to draw blood in that you're a phlebotomist.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want to touch blood. Well, guess what? Then you probably don't want to be a phlebotomist. You know what I mean? So it's learn now instead of spending. I mean, I think I've always felt like it's very sad where someone says, I took 4 years to become a nurse and I don't like it.
Right.
It's like, man, I wish we would have known that in
year
1 or 2.
Get the real life experience early,
huh? Yeah.
And akin to that is I think sometimes because people grow up in a lane, they're not exposed to enough. And Dr. Hunziker says that from medical college, but even this thing out at
the college?
The engineering. Some kids, they're taking stuff apart and their parents yell at them. It's like, wait, this kid's got some engineering qualities that he likes to see how things are taken apart and he puts it back together. So to expose somebody to engineering, and I don't know that was big in my house. I mean, that just wasn't a thing. And I just think it's great that they learn a little bit more about medicine, medical things, and engineering and everything else.
Mark, we're rudely being interrupted by somebody here. So if you can just bide by us for a minute there.
Brian.
Hello, Snarky Brian.
Hi, John. Hi, Jim.
Hi.
I was up in the UP yesterday, and I brought you something back. Because I just want to appreciate it. It's a brown bag from the UP. So.
Oh, it could be.
Which is that it's shaped like a bottle.
Marijuana. Pasties.
There you go. Right. A few bars for you guys and Tom.
You were in Escanaba then?
No, I stopped by on my way up to Marquette.
Sick, and
then
these are really good.
Your little
Porcupine newspaper. Press.
I didn't know you were going to be here, Mark. It's a Friday, you know.
Brian is bringing every gift in for John. He's set for the next month.
This is so awesome.
I figure chocolate and pasties is great. When
you move up to that area, though, right?
When I retire, that's
would you still ref up there?
Yeah, they have a lot. They have a lot of
openings.
Yeah,
I mean, they've had to cancel JV seasons and everything up there. But the whole football thing, you know what? There's more 8-man in the UP now than 11-man.
8-man is fun to do. It's so quick. It's almost like the NFL flag stuff. That it's just so fast. It's fun to do. So
awesome.
I didn't want to interrupt, but I did. Right. So there you
thank
go.
You
so.
And thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Really, we really
350 7 minutes. Don't microwave them. They're already.
They're already heated. Cut.
Yeah, so nice. Good deal. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, buddy. You're the best, Snarky Brian. He's awesome. Yes. All right. Mark Houston, it's always a pleasure having you here, buddy.
Again. Great. We appreciate everything you guys do.
Come back next week. We got a lot more to talk about.
Yep, I'm coming in Thursday.
You're the man. Quick break. TJ and Josie coming up.
Want to see the action live? Watch Mino and the Mayor streaming weekday mornings on Facebook Live. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WISS or WGBW. Jump in, leave a comment, and be a part of the conversation. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Thank you to Snarky Brian for bringing us pasties from the Pope up in the UP and Siegley's candy bars, which are phenomenal. And I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to give this to a person that needs some energy. I'm giving this to Josie. I'm giving it to Josie.
Heck yeah.
Josie's our special guest, Josie Valentine and TJ Bowles, HWE Wrestling Entertainment. We enjoyed the night we spent with you guys so much. And I mean, we went up and, you know, did our little introduction type thing. But just being backstage and meeting the people and then going out there and watching, that is, I don't know what it even cost you. That is one heck of a piece of entertainment for the price. It really and truly is. It's first class with what you do.
And sold out, by the way.
The last two shows we've done were sold out.
Yeah.
I always try to make sure we put on the absolute best production, the absolute best talent that we can. Backstage, too. We always bring in the best people, good human beings. And we take care of any guests. And you guys were esteemed guests that night, so we wanted to make sure we took care of you. We even threw that little interaction with you and Peter Swans, if you remember that.
Will the Thrill?
The legend Thrill.
The legend.
And this takes place at Badger State Brewing, which is of course right on Tony Candido Drive, and that's a great place to hold this. One is it's a sea of parking. I mean, parking's never an issue there, whereas some other places it can be. I don't want to sell anything on price because it's worth, you could raise your prices, but you own the company, so you can do what you want. I mean, $15 or $20 for a front row seat, that's...
Yep, $20 for front row. As of right now, for the show this Sunday, we only have 9 of those left.
Yeah.
And then 15 at the door, but if you buy advanced online, it's $10. And not just that, though, but we have plenty of deals we try and hook people up with. Every show, if you put a promo code in on the online site, you get 15% off. Right now it's Mementos 15, and you get 15% off. That's front row or general admission, right?
Uh-huh.
And we also always do a package deal, which one of my good friends, Andrew Johnson from the Green Bay Rockers, he kind of gave me these ideas and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We do a package deal where you get 4 general admission tickets for $35. So, you know, save some money with that. So we're always trying to help people out, hook people up.
And I said, when we were there, I always like to look at the crowds. You know, I've been to some seminars on how to promote events, right? Mm-hmm. And to look at the crowds. I was surprised and pleasantly surprised how many families were there.
Yeah.
I think that's like really cool. I didn't know
it was,
just
a good crowd.
Right. Sometimes you think a wrestling is going to be like a lot of, you know, maybe, I don't know. But it was really nice to see how many kids were there with their parents. And I think
it's
awesome.
A clean show. Right.
And those kids are going to grow up with this. So they're going to be someday with their kids in 20 years. So,
Actually, some of those kids, there's times where it really makes people like me who've been in the business for like a few years shy of 20 years now, makes us feel a little bit aged when we have people going, I was a kid. And you're just now starting wrestling?
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I interrupt? Do you have any idea how many times we have somebody sitting exactly where you're sitting and they're, you know, they're president of the such and such whatever, and it's out, normally a woman, she'll be, I listened to you when I was in the third grade on the school bus. How many times do I get that, Jeff?
I mean, it's
incredible.
I feel like on one hand it's a compliment, and then on the other hand it's like, is this a compliment?
I know, exactly. Hey, introduce our very special guest.
Yeah, so this is Josie Valentine from Chicago, the Icebox. She is an up-and-comer in the area. She's been putting in a lot of grind, a lot of work. She's been making her name known on the indie circuit. She is becoming a regular at HWE, Hybrid Wrestling Entertainment. And, Josie.
How's
welcome,
it going, guys?
Josie.
You know, I got to tell you something. Between you and these people we had on, young women your age, for a bodybuilding competition about a month ago, we're talking about aging. I'm so old that cheerleading was a big thing for young women back then. You guys have just taken the sports world in every capacity and never looked back.
Yeah, up
congratulations.
And blowing it out of the water. I'm really excited for like women nowadays. It's just like finally, hey, if the boys can do it, we can do it.
Absolutely.
That saying of she fights like a girl, that would be a
greatest compliment.
Yeah, I'm the toughest tomboy in the ring. That's like
you
the highest
definitely
compliment.
Let's talk a little bit about you getting into wrestling. That's just something that, like, when Johnny and I were your age, a lot of girls did, or women would refer to you as. What was, you said you played some softball, some basketball. You liked sports when you were in high school?
Originally from Chicago, grew up in a small town in Iowa as well. So during high school, middle school, there wasn't really much to do. So it was either stay at home, get fat, lazy, or go out and hit the basketball court with some friends and play softball, basketball.
Iowa, though, as a state, has always been one of the real leaders in women's sport. I remember like years and years ago, I think it was the Kirk Gowdy show. They showed the Iowa girls basketball tournament where you couldn't go over half court and all those kind of things. And it's like Iowa's always been one of those states where it's like they foster women's sports, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like if you want to be a wrestler, you can be a wrestler.
Yep. Yeah. If you have anything on your mind, you can go above and beyond with it.
So, the organization was there and you joined it, or how did you get attracted to the wrestling?
So,
I can interrupt one second, got a quick text here. Hey, friends, Ethan Ronio?
Ethan Matthews. Yeah.
So, he's saying hello to you guys.
What's up, baby?
Hey, Ethan.
I'm sorry, Josie. Go ahead.
No. So, basically, I was actually born into professional wrestling. I have an older brother, believe it or not, that is 14 years older than me.
Okay.
And so he was majorly into Shawn Michaels, Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Rock, 90s, 80s wrestling. So when the youngest was born, which is me, and nobody wanted to watch wrestling, he's like, hey, you have no choice. So you're going to sit here and watch professional wrestling with me. And then ever since then, I have been a major fan. And
who's your like idol?
John Cena.
Oh, really?
Yeah, John Cena.
Okay.
Yep. First wrestler that I've seen, I remember like the Iron Fist for SmackDown, and I saw him. I was like, that's my guy. That's my wrestler. I want him. I want that as my favorite wrestler.
That's awesome.
Was there?
I thought it's gonna be, you know, the Fabulous Moolah.
No. Unfortunately, at the time, women's wrestling wasn't really taken seriously.
Right.
So I actually tape studied the men. So
okay.
John Cena, Randy Orton, Jeff Hardy, CM Punk, all those guys. I look up to all of them.
That's awesome.
Tell me about the women part, getting into that. So you didn't have an idol that you looked at. You kind of broke the ice on that?
Yeah. So women's wrestling, unfortunately, wasn't really respected at the time. Back in, if I'm wrong, a lot of bra and panties matches.
Yeah, a lot of kind of joke matches.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Never taken serious.
I think you're right.
And then, Trish Stratus and Lita kind of took the bar
I
and ran
Lita.
With it. Oh, I love Lita.
And then 2016, and she was really 2017. Cool.
When we did the thing with Tammy Elliott for the Regis show.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
they had
yeah.
us come to the show beforehand.
Oh,
okay.
You went to that?
Triple H was the guy when Tammy was on. But Lita did a segment. We got to meet her backstage.
Oh, nice.
And she was doing a cookie segment and everything. So cool. It's yeah. so cool how they can take this persona and be so successful, but still be completely different out of the ring and everything. Mm-hmm. She was so cool.
Yep, like a switch.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
So, TJ, you think just 9 years ago this caught on?
As far as female wrestling goes, like nowadays, they called it the Divas Revolution. That was like the time it really became a thing, or female wrestling revolution, really. Because like the term divas is like really outdated for women's wrestling, just because it's like the memories of, like she said, just silly joke matches, or you get like a 3 minute spot or something. Mm-hmm. Now they're co-main eventing major shows, if not main, like truly main eventing shows. Awesome. They're doing stuff. They're working in cages and stuff like that, like hardcore matches that you never would have expected women to do because they were considered fragile. But now they're tough. They're tough as nails.
Yep. Oh, so that's not even a question. So but like, you guys spend a lot of time in the weight room too.
Oh yeah, for sure. Most definitely. Mean, yep. 4 or 5 days out of the week for me.
And, her name, Icebox. Come on. Yeah. That's a great name.
Can't beat it. Yeah.
Oh, and so you've been, how long have you been doing the, I don't know, is it called the professional circuit or what do you?
Yeah,
that counts.
Yeah, that works. Actually, my 2 year just
okay. Congrats.
Came, June 16th. So I've been in the business for 2 years.
Where did you train? Minnesota? Is that normally where people train or?
Not gonna lie, I've kind of trained a handful of everywhere. So a little bit back in Iowa, and then kind of settled down in Chicago.
Okay.
So,
do they still have schools? Like, who is it? Baron von Raschke or whatever? They always used to run those schools.
Yeah,
is
so it's very informal.
Okay.
I if you remember Aaron Arsenal we had, he was trained in a barn, right?
No way.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Josie, she's received more formal training, and now I believe she trains essentially, I don't know. So her trainer is a legend. He is the Ice Pick Vic Capri from Chicago.
Okay.
One of the toughest, one of the most respected people in the business. That's her trainer right now. And where does he train? Describe Vic's school.
It's really laid back, honestly. He's very understanding. I didn't really have a lot of training underneath my belt, so he kind of took me aside under his wing and was like, all right, this is what we're going to work with. And
did you have any, and I was thinking this at the night of your thing, did you have any gymnastics training? Because
Not at all. Ballet, actually, believe it or not. My dad was like, we're putting her in ballet. And my mom's like, I don't think she'll like that in the future, but you know what?
I mean, Jerry Rice, the legendary wide receiver, used to take ballet lessons. That's a phenomenal sport for no matter what else you want to do.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Ballet, ice skating, just all that stuff can really work for you. So I just want to get to your name, Icebox, because at Ice Pick was your trainer?
No relation, no correlation about it.
All right, I thought maybe I was onto something there. How did you pick Icebox?
Believe it or not, a very well-known movie back from
These guys will 90s? Know the movies, okay?
Oh, okay, so there was a movie called Little Giants.
Of course.
Yes. Yep. Yep. Little Giants.
With what's his name from
Rick Moranis?
There you go.
Yeah.
Rick Moranis. Yep.
I love that movie.
Yep. It's a great movie. Yep. Believe it or not, born in the 90s, but still love 80s, 90s movies for me since I have older siblings. But basically, the main character is she's a tough tomboy, always hanging with the boys. Even if the boys are scared of her in the movie. So growing up, I was like, well, you know, some boys are scared of me. I never had any boys chasing after me, like the cheerleaders and everything. So I'm just one of the boys, and we might as well pick up and go with this.
All those
gimmick.
Movies back then, though, had the one tough girl.
Yep, the one tough girl.
Yeah, like Bad News Bears.
Yep. Yeah.
And it was what's her name who became super famous, but they all had that one tough girl.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tough tomboy, always skateboarding. So,
exactly.
Yep. It's interesting because you say how that, you know, how old all those older movies had that.
Yeah.
And look at what that, you know, did for the generation of girls watching that growing up.
Absolutely.
They felt like they can do that and they didn't have to fit into a certain mold.
Absolutely. I completely agree.
I don't remember that in Sound of Music, but okay.
I would not want to face Julie Andrews in a dark alley.
The tough women in the Sound of Music were the nuns.
That's right.
She did take the carburetor cap off.
Absolutely. Distributor cap.
This is really cool that you're doing this, and I'm sure there's a lot of young girls looking up to you, and you'll see that when you get to your show on
Have
you been here before?
For HWE?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. I have.
By the way, I'm going to read a couple of texts here. TJ and Ethan run a great show. I continue to be impressed with HWE Entertainment and the entertainment they provide for all ages. Jason got another text here. I always love to watch Sasha Banks, Mercedes Moné. She is so good. Deanne.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Sasha Banks is part of the Diva Revolution, yes, Women's Wrestling Revolution, sure, where they really changed the whole landscape. Sasha Banks is Mercedes Moné is very awesome.
Do you guys want to see a picture?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, God, here we go.
This is a picture of me in high school football. Okay.
Oh, football. I was worried there was going to be a wrestling single.
But the guy behind me who was about to clobber him became a big-time pro wrestler. I want to say it might have been Haystack, somebody. Oh, okay. He's from Gwynn, Michigan.
Okay.
That's the big guy, number 74. He's twice my size.
Haystacks Calhoun?
Is that who it is?
That's the only Haystacks I can think of, and he was a legend.
I know
legend.
This guy died fairly young then, but he's from Gwynn, Michigan. I got to look up pro wrestlers from Gwynn, Michigan, but that's him playing against. But he was WWE.
And most likely Haystacks Calhoun.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Josie Valentine, we are going to be talking to you a little bit more about your show.
Josie, by the
yes.
way.
Ooh.
Yeah. Anybody ever call you Josie Wales? You get those lines all
no,
the time.
No, it's probably not.
Okay, I'm not going to do it either because you kick my
ice badly.
Icebox is all good.
That's you bet it is.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Todd is so good at finding the appropriate yes. music Always. For yes. every guest
that's
we have.
That's right. When he was playing Ice Ice Baby, yep. I was commending him. That was really good choice.
That's what he does. TJ Bowles, Josie Valentine, HWE Wrestling Entertainment, Round 1 Summer Series at Badger State. Josie, you're fascinating, but when you get into the ring, what is your persona? Who are you? Because that was even the fun part, being backstage with you guys. We're eating sushi with these guys, whatever. And then they're out in the ring being this other character. Who are you like when you're in the ring?
I'm honestly still myself, just amping it up to 110%.
Okay.
When I first started, I was kind of was somebody I wasn't. I was wearing pink, believe it or not.
Okay.
Special somebody was like, hey, you get rid of that pink and you go out there and you be that tomboy. I know you are. And I was like, oh, snap. Okay, I guess we can be ourselves in the ring. So let's amp it up to 110% and let's go.
So the natural you is that kind of that yes, tomboy yep. athlete oh, yeah, kind of yeah. whatever? Cool.
Is this you on the poster? No.
No. Oh, come on now.
Are you serious?
I was hoping not.
Are you talking about Todd?
Shadows.
Todd. Yes, if this was her.
I
Todd.
Well, she's
I,
only...
I can't even say anything.
Okay. Well, wow. Well, where's she on the poster?
She's unfortunately not on this poster because she is not officially on this show. She actually, so to this is what I mean by the grind and the passion she puts in.
She looks friendly.
Yeah, so
she does not look friendly.
So she puts in so much grind and hard work, right? She's not even on the show officially this Sunday, but she says she's going to, like, so this Sunday she's going to come up, hang out, see if she can get a spot, work hard, help set up and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Not even guaranteed. And she just wants to help the business. She wants to help the industry. So even though she's not even officially scheduled, she was even still willing to come up here and do this radio show with you guys.
That's we appreciate that. Like, you can't believe you. And you are welcome back absolutely anytime. You're great on the radio.
And I think you're going to make it. It's this kind of stuff. We talked about these musicians, and they said, you know, just if there's an opening, they're going to play.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's just... that's the way life is getting started.
Believe it or not, I'm actually going to be like in Iowa Saturday night, and then I'm beelining a 7-8 hour drive for Green Bay.
People don't know that grind part of it.
No,
do
they don't.
It's comedians. It's anybody. I mean, it's not hard work, but those are the ones that make it too. Mm-hmm. And you know that.
For sure.
That's awesome.
What's your favorite part about doing this? I'm sure you've been asked that a million times. Is it game night or, you know, game time, so to speak, or what is it?
Favorite part of doing this is actually meeting people.
Okay.
Like, I never, growing up, I was like, okay, well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to get into shape. We're going to go try to find a school, and then we're going to go. I didn't, unfortunately, know what the indies were at the time, so I didn't know you had to grind and then wake your way up. But I also didn't know you're going to be meeting amazing people on the way there. Like, I can't tell you how many times I've ran into somebody. I'm like, oh, my God, like, do you remember this time we did this and blah, blah, blah. I just saw one of my friends. The wrestling business is crazy because I saw somebody 2 years ago, and then I just recently saw him. And I was just like, I haven't seen you in 2 years. Like, where have you been? I said, oh, I'm doing my own thing. I'm either on the West Coast or the East Coast wrestling. So it's just meeting people as you go.
That's
probably
so cool.
My favorite part.
Can I ask you how old you are?
27.
Okay, there's a kid that we have on here who is going to make it in boxing.
Oh,
he
cool.
is. I mean, he's like you, though. He will go anywhere, anytime to box.
Unfortunately, yeah. Broke a bone in his hand before the Nationals.
Oh, but worst timing.
But he's good. He's cured, held, but he just is crazy about and doesn't want to do anything else. Doesn't what's your plan B? Ain't no plan B.
No plan B.
I kind of sense that with you too.
Yeah. My mom's very upset with that. Unfortunately, she's like, "You went to college, right?" Yeah. No, mom. What are you talking about? College. Yeah. I was the athletic jock girl. Yeah. No school. I wasn't really interested in school. So
right. That's cool.
Sports
That's awesome.
All the way.
Nice. It's gonna be fun to watch you. And like
Thank
Johnny
you, yeah.
said, you are welcome back here anytime.
Thank
we want to see you do well, and we sure love what they're doing, Badger
yeah,
State,
sure.
that whole industry, because it's something that was big when John and I were kids, with Crusher and people you don't know, but Scrap Iron Gardeski.
But this level that they're doing wasn't very cool. It was kind of a, you know, I was living in Flint, Michigan, and these organizations would come around, or even up in the UP, and it's like, they were nearly as professional as you guys are.
Right, it was more show, right?
You know, yeah.
I feel like
and the guys were like overweight and they were kind of, yeah. But you know now everybody's such an athlete.
Yep. I feel it's just the way the business has evolved too. You know, like right now we want to put on all the spotlights and the show and the glamour and everything like that. And they had it back in the day too, but it was just in small little pockets.
And you guys are competing with a lot more competition for that entertainment.
Mm-hmm. We talk about that all the time. Which I'm okay with that because I think competition does make people better.
Competition creates quality.
It does. Yep. And I think we have that here in our community where, you know, you look at, just pick up the paper or look at the website today, what's going on in Green Bay tonight and tomorrow. It's just, it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And you're one of them. It's just going to be great. So a lot of choices and people go where they get their value and you're one of them.
So you do have some tickets left or no?
Front row, we still have 9 front.
Okay.
And then we do still have general admission.
Okay.
We are running a Sunday for the first time at 2:15, 3 o'clock, you know, in the afternoon. I'm expecting it's going to be a pretty good walk-up. I actually posterized a lot of places. We actually, so you have a regular poster there. We also, from here on out, we're printing an alternate Spanish poster. And I've been going out.
There you go.
I've been hitting as many Spanish markets, grocery stores, Puerto Rican places, with one of my coworkers. And we're doing Lucha Libre, trying to bring in as many of those people. Actually, the main event, Aaron Arsenal versus Rafael Quintero, the diamond in the rough. He's a big Lucha guy. So he's he's from Chicago, but, you know, has a lot of Mexican heritage. We have Sam Eli, who's from Puerto Rico, Axel Rico from Puerto Rico. I really want to just bring the community together and just bring everybody in to enjoy what we all
love.
I know, we need cool names. I remember doing a live shot for my old radio show from the subway down here, Pat's Subway. Ray wore the mask.
Rey Mysterio.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, he was cool.
He's a legend.
I told him, you can take that off. It's like 90 degrees. He goes, No, I can't take that off. No. Mm-hmm. I said, it's just us. There's nobody. He goes, no.
Hey, Mino, maybe you do the mask thing with you know?
Wow.
You change your persona, you get the mask.
Wow. Yeah. There's a couple reasons to do that. All right. Hey, Josie,
you guys
great.
Are awesome. Thanks again, TJ, for everything
TJ,
you do for us.
Right.
And Josie, like
HWE Wrestling. Do we have your website? Do we say that? I know we're going to be at Badger State Sunday, June 29th.
Facebook will get you anything you need. Facebook, right. HWE, Hybrid Wrestling Entertainment.
Awesome.
HWE Wrestling, they're awesome.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.